Now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Hi, and welcome to what I like to think of as the lame duck week of the year. You finished with all the overindulgence of Christmas. You're about to start the overindulgence of New Year's, so you're not going to start those exercise programs and diets. You're just sort of going to hang in there. Just a lot of places are closed down. You're going to do a little bit of shopping, maybe pick up some things on sale. But, you know, it's just not that exciting a week. So to put a little energy back into it, let's listen to an hour of Celtic music and tap your feet. And that's going to give you a lot of exercise, and then that'll get the blood stirring, and then you'll start the new year just fresh as a daisy. Here's Boiled in Lead and Apple Tree Wassail.
Lily, oh Lily, Lily White Pin, please to come down and pull back the pin. Lily, oh Lily, Lily White Smock, please to come down and pull back the lock. Our wassail, jolly wassail, joy come to our jolly wassail. How well they may bloom, how well they may bear, that we might have apples and cider next year. And argue within, please to come down and pull back the pin. Master and mistress, a sip by the fire, give us a trifle, it's all we desire. Our wassail, jolly wassail, joy come to our jolly wassail. How well they may bloom, how well they may bear, that we might have apples and cider next year. He put his old cow down in his old barn, and a little more liquor will do us no harm. Harm me boys, harm, harm me boys, harm, a little more liquor will do us no harm. Our wassail, jolly wassail, joy come to our jolly wassail. How well they may bloom, how well they may bear, that we might have apples and cider next year. Our wassail, jolly wassail, joy come to our jolly wassail. How well they may bloom, how well they may bear, that we might have apples and cider next year. Oh, the ringle and the jingle and the tenor and the old song goes, merrily, merrily, merrily. And the tenor and the old song goes, merrily. Hatfuls, capfuls, little bushel bagfuls, little heaps under the stairs. Hip, hip, hip! Hooray!
Thank you.
Appalachian Brazilian Jazzy Celtic from Matuto and Horse Eat Corn. Keeping up with that whole food after Boiled in Lead and their apple tree wassail. Now here's Wendy McIsaac and Mary Jane Lamond and If You Were Mine.
Napaloom Hino Hino.
Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
The musical partnership between Alasdair Fraser, long regarded as one of Scotland's premier fiddle ambassadors, and cellist Natalie Hawes returns the cello to its historic role at the rhythmic heart of Scottish dance music. See the two January 11th at the St. James Hall. Foghorn String Band plays the way you've heard string bands play on Southern radio stations back in the 1930s. They don't fancy up the music to make it more modern. Instead, they reach into the heart of the songs, pulling out the deep emotions that made them so enduring in the first place. See them perform January 30th at St. James Hall, a Rogue Folk presentation. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com and stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com, calcopyrite.com, where you find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists, and ladywholivesdownthelane.com, our adventures in laneway living. The Paper Boys have a brand new album out, At Peace with One's Ghosts, and we're going to hear something from it in just a sec. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hi there, this is Tom Landa from The Paper Boys, and you're listening to the best in contemporary Celtic on Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
La verdad, lo que piensas tú de mí, y es mi vida para decidir y no para vivir por ti. No me conformaré y en tu ideal. No importa lo que digas o hagas tú, yo siempre seré igual. Camino recorrí y no voy a echar para atrás y no voy a cambiar, no, 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 nunca jamás. Soy parte de tus reglas o tu ley, y en mi vida yo sigo siendo y sigo siendo el rey. Y me vale madres juez lo que piensas tú de mí, es mi vida para decidir y no para vivir por ti. Camino recorrí, no voy a echar para atrás, no voy a cambiar, no, 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 nunca jamás.
Oh, church is the steeple. Open up the door and wake the sleeping people. Ding dong bells, ring your changes, ring the old world in. Ring those bells, England calls it, summon us from under canvas and our board. Raise your sticks, raise your glasses, dance us to your world new.
From Sweden, with the instrument the trumpet, and ring the changes. Before that, the Paperboys, Anun Kahyamas, and that's from their new album. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. We are looking back a bit, though. The very first tune we ever played on Kilt in a Twist was Capercaillie and To the Moon, and here it is again.
Thank you.
of the same old music.
Well, listen up, City Jim.
You're tuned to
the best in contemporary Celtic with your host, Patricia Fraser.
Celt in a twist.
For the love of Pete.
Thank you.
British radio big band, and they are swinging on a red wooden gate. Before that,
thank you,
Kaffir Kaylee and To the Moon. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. We've got more great Celtic coming up. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hey world, this is Michael Franti.
This is Kanan.
Ho in the Dark.
Gogo Bordello.
Hi, I'm Natasha Atlas.
Greetings, this is Daniel Stevens.
Justin Adam.
This is Steve Riley of the Mamu Playboys.
Talvin Singh, you're listening to Free Range Radio.
Steve Berlin.
Cesar Rosas.
We're from Los Lobos, and you've discovered music with no borders and no boundaries.
This is Cal Cote. The best artists in the world come home to World Beat Canada Radio. Join me each week for a ride on the global side from World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back.
It's under the face, it's carefully disguised. The frightened child behind the big shoes. The angelic smile that's given the evil eyes inside. We are what we hide, we are what we hide. But no.
Have new albums coming out, and to prepare us for this feast of music, they have extended a little appetizers in the form of EPs. We just heard Mary Hell from their The Ghost EP, and that is because of their upcoming album, The Ghost in Our House. That was Nobody Knows Me Like You. Before that, we heard Sketch and The Welker. And that's coming up, a new album from them too, and we're looking forward to that. But that's just a little something from two EPs to prepare us for the great feast ahead. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. We've got, of course, the very best in Celtic music. Here's Rocky Roads and Doolin Revisited.
Troubled Mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom
and a pause for reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic play of the day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is The Suffolk Miracle by Jim Murray. But first, this thought to ponder from Russell Baker. The worst thing about the miracle of modern communications is the Pavlovian pressure it places upon everyone to communicate whenever a bell rings.
The squire lived in our town. He was a man of high renown, and he had one daughter, a beauty bright, and the name he gave her was his heart's delight. Many young men to court came, but none of them could a favor gain, till there came one of low degree, and above them all she fancied he. But when her father he came to know that his lovely daughter loved this young man so, over 50 miles he sent her away, all to deprive her of a wedding day. One night as she lay in her bedroom, her love appeared from out the gloom. He kissed her cheek, and this did say, "Arise, my darling, and come away." It's with this young man she got on behind, and they rode faster than any wind. Till he cries, "My darling, my head feels sore." A Holland handkerchief she then pulled out, and with it bound his aching head about. She held him closer, and this did say, "My love, you're colder than any clay." Gate. He says, "Get down, love, for the hour is late. Get down, love, and go to bed, and I'll see this gallant horse is groomed and fed." And when she came to her father's hall, who's that, her own father called. "'Tis I, dear father, did you send for me? By such a messenger naming me. Oh no, dear daughter, that cannot be. Your words are false and you lie to me. For on yon mountain your true love died, and in the graveyard his body lies." So straightways there went this maiden brave, and with a friend she exposed the grave, and there his body, though
or 6 weeks dead, with a Holland handkerchief all around his head.
Once there was a shepherd lad, kept sheep upon the hill, and he's laying his pipe on his crook aside, and there he slept his fill. He woke up on a river bank on a fine May morning, and there he spied a lady swimming in the clothes that she was born in. So he raised his head from his green bed, and he approached the maid. "Put on your clothes, my dear," he said, "and do not be afraid. It's fitter for a lady fair to sew silk unseen than to rise on a fine May morning and swim against the stream. Well, if you'll not touch my mantle and you'll leave my clothes alone, then I'll give you all the money, sir, that you can carry home. Touch your mantle and I leave your clothes alone, but I'll tack you out of the clear water, my dear, to be my own." And he sent her out of the clear water, and he's a router in his arms. "Put on your clothes, my dear," he said, "and hide your bounteous charms." He's put her on a white steed, himself upon a mother, and it's all along the way they rode, like sister and like brother. To let the fair maiden, when the gates were opened, it's all night, she stepped in. She said, "Kind sir, you are a fool without, and I'm a maid within. So fare thee well, my modest boy, I thank you for your care. But had you done as you desired, I'd never have left you there. And I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can buy time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning. I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can bide your time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning."
Talbot and the Shepherd Lad. Thanks so much for joining us today on Kilt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calc Pirate Communications, the great people who bring you World Beat Canada Radio. Hope you're listening to that. We are going to go out on the Real Mackenzies and Auld Lang Syne. Till next year, I'm Patricia Fraser.
And never demine.
for all that time. Should all acquaintance be forgotten? Never mind to me. Should all acquaintance be forgotten? Days of our exile. We cheerfully unbound the prince and prince and now in Spain. But one in one will be the first of our exile. For our exile. For our exile. We share a couple of times here for all exile.
And surely you'll be your pints too. And surely I'll be mine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for our pain.
We feel we are bound to prince and prince and down with Spain. Our border treats are really good boundaries of our exile. For our exile, for our exile. We'll share a cup of kindness here for our exile. We'll share a cup of kindness here for our exile. We have a cup of kindness here for our exile.
Calco Pirate Communications.